Let me see. Oh, next week on the show, Robbie and I were talking about this. Mike, you and I, one day before the show next week,
yes,
we'll have to arrive early. We will go out with a tape recorder. We will. It's less than a 10-minute drive from here.
Right.
My boyhood home.
Yay. Oh, the homestead.
You and I will knock on the door and attempt to talk to the what I have been told is the multiracial couple
that's right.
Wonderful.
That is
nice.
Currently living in the home that would just drive my father nuts.
And we'll have to ask them the obvious question. Are you averse to the home being declared a national landmark,
right,
an historic landmark?
Right.
Absolutely. And plus, I would just like to go through and, you know, I can show you the spots where I became a man.
And perhaps, best case scenario, I would imagine we would be welcomed in for a tour if possible. And worst case scenario, we can, trundle through the neighborhood and you can, do you still have the memories in the neighborhood?
Yeah.
Like, can show me the different areas. Like, I'd like to see where the dentist lived.
Oh, that's right on the corner, less than half a block away.
I've never been to your boyhood home.
My, my brother, when I was speaking to him the other day, mentioned to me, I don't want to slow things down with Super Dave, but, did I ever tell you that, We live right across the street from a shopping center. You crossed a big four-lane highway,
mm-hmm,
and there was a Safeway and a People's Bank of Maryland, a Citizens Bank of Maryland. And there was, at the time, it was a People's Drug Store.
Mm-hmm.
It's now CVS.
Ah, right.
Anyway, a bunch of friends and me, we used to always go in there and, like, shoplift gum and stuff. I mean, I've told this before, I think.
I know.
And we used to go shoplift stuff, and they would, like, grab us by the scruff in the neck and say, hey, you little bastard, you know, hey, put that stuff back. And one time, I don't know what it was. It was a dare. You know, I dare you to steal it. So it was like, hey, okay. I'm like 12 years old. Walking out of the store with it, didn't buy it. Immediately got stopped by the guy, and he said, you know, you've got two choices. You can either have me call the police for shoplifting, or you can never come in the store again. And everybody in the store knows who you are, and we know where you live. And, you know, he scared the S out of me, and I said, yeah, okay. And then, like, for the next 6 months, I was absolutely petrified. My mother would say, I need you to go over to the drugstore.
Oh, no.
Because remember, it's right across the street. And she would say, you know, don't cross the street. Ride your bicycle over. Cross the light. Ride your bicycle over. And what I would have to do is call a friend of mine and say, you know, like, hey, Brian.
Wow.
Meet me up at People's Drug because my mom needs to buy something.
That's an elaborate hassle right there.
And then I remember the relief. Like 6 months later, one day I just decided, what the hell? I'm going to walk in.
See if they've forgotten you.
They can't stop me. Now, keep in mind, I've been living in fear. I wouldn't go in this goddamn drugstore for 6 months.
Get out of here, you little young toughy.
Stupid little kid.
Gang member.
I walked in the store, and it was like no alarm went off. No,
right?
Nothing happened. It's like, at that point, I realized.
I would have loved to see your face when you walked in there, because I'm sure you had your head down and your eyes up.
Right. Oh, it's absolutely petrified. Are you kidding?
Which later becomes face down, ass up, which
That's
is
right.
an interesting thing there. But they never caught you after that? Well, they didn't catch you. They never, like, said, hey, you're not supposed to be in here? Because I'm sure once you broke the ice, you got back in a few times, right?
No, yeah, yes, I did. And the manager, well, things happened later. Another day I'll tell you more about what happened.
Yeah,
there.
And it's not like you ever stole anything big, like a bike or anything like that.
And where is all this in?
I only say that, and I know it's for another time, but I only say that because that is the story of stories.
That's a magnificent tale.
From your first volume of your novel entitled It Takes a Thief.
Do you know that bicycle store, again, is less than 15 minutes from where we are?
Wow. Is it still in business?
Right now, I have no idea.
And where is all this in relationship to the traffic signal you commandeered one day?
Oh, the traffic signal is right by the house that I used to live in.
I want to see the
caddy
signal.
Corner to where the dentist house was, where I first got laid.
Mm-hmm. I just think it's a miracle that you were able to pursue your radio career and that you weren't, wasting away in some juvenile detention center.
It could have happened.
I think it's a good thing.
What might have been.
It's a truly, truly good thing.
Learn from me, kids. Don't shoplift.
Right.
Don't bike lift.
Mm-hmm. And it's not like, you know, for example, you were just blindly following some other kids. You were the instigator. At least you were a leader back then, too.
I was.
You did it, and look where you ended up.
Sure was. My bike heist. I'm telling you something, Jackson.
The bike heist.
Heist.
The caper. The bike caper. The Donnie bike caper.
You know, the,
but you ended up having to return it, right?
Of course.
You got. Yeah, you, the thing is, every time that you went into this crime, you got caught.
We stole. No, no. The problem. This is not that we got caught. We stole the bike, and nobody could take it home.
Right.
It's like we realized.
Right.
Who's going to take home this right. fancy bike that we just stole? What the hell are we going to tell our parents?
You needed a fence, is what you needed.
Yeah, you needed a middleman.
Fence the bike for you.
Yeah, so turn it into cold hard cash.
And I forgot, you did or didn't get away with the field fire?
Oh, that was my brother that said that.
Oh, okay.
But I was with him, and right. we didn't get away with that.
Oh, okay.
Either.
I couldn't remember how that ended.
And then there was the time, right off Georgia Avenue.
Right.
There's a cemetery by Georgia Avenue and Aspen Hill Road, and one time. When we were being chased by someone for doing something in a shopping center. We weren't stealing or anything. We were right. just being kids. We pissed somebody off so bad that they actually got in their car and chased us. And we thought they'll never follow us into the cemetery. And sure enough, they did. And we ended up hiding behind headstones. Because we had done something store.
Those poor little retailers used to see you guys coming. What was the age range of, like, your most serious mischief? Which
it would be, like, 12 and 13.
12 and yeah. 13. They see you guys coming.
12 and 13.
All with that little Jughead hat that one of you guys wore.
Little punks.
They all had that.
They're right, the fabric ground, like the guy on Mayberry, like Goober.
Right.
Or...
You can sew charms.
Actually, back in those days, it was long enough ago, you were dressed like the Lollipop Guild. Y'all had that.
Well, Mike, if you wouldn't mind, next week, let's get in the car, let's get the tape recorder.
Absolutely.
You know, I like doing stuff live, but we can't do this live. We don't have the technology, so we'll tape that for
very good.
For next week. Okay.
Want him?
I want him.
Bring him in.
Are you kidding me? He simply is the most fabulous talent we've discovered on this show since.
This is Robert the Mailman.
Yes, I believe that would be accurate.
The most outstanding talent that we've met since Bob Mailman. And here he is now,
perfect
as a rabbi.
Absolutely
he
perfect.
Here is Super Dave.
Lovely outfit, Super Dave.
Hi there, Dave.
Lovely, lovely outfit.
How you doing? Go ahead, just throw those.
How are you, Dave?
Great.
How was your trip down from Baltimore?
Great.
Are you having a good time today?
Yes, I am.
Now, you know that today on the show, we have scheduled for you to go outside with a bullhorn and have some fun with people. Also, we were going to have you talk to Randy Jackson.
Great.
Do you like American Idol?
Yes, I do.
Wonderful.
And you up for that interview, interviewing Randy Jackson?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
And then we're going to play Match Game. Have you ever seen Match Game?
Yes, I've seen it on the Game Show Network.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. So you understand the game.
Right. I saw the original with Gene Rayburn.
Yeah. Right.
And then when it ended, how they changed that.
Sure.
Did the technology
right.
came a long way in the years it was on.
Fantastic.
Now, you must remember this about our friend Super Dave.
No, he's not retarded.
Okay.
No.
No,
no that he's not. We've already established he's at least a C-note.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's at least a 100.
Right.
He's hip. He's happening.
He knows
nice
what's
guy.
Going on. He is a student of pop culture.
Yeah.
He likes this show. How long have you been listening to the show, Dave?
I've been listening to it regularly for a few months,
okay.
but on and off always.
Okay, very always. Good. Very, very
and
good.
He is just, if I could say this without embarrassing you, a handsome man.
You are.
Thank you.
You are a handsome man.
Strikingly handsome man.
Yeah.
Right. All the ladies at Hooters and Baltimore and Towson really do love me.
Yeah. I bet they do.
No question.
Because you're a mild-mannered guy. You're not really pushy. You just enjoy yourself, you know?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you're having a good time with this newfound stardom. Are you getting responses from people that have heard you on the show up in Baltimore?
Yes, I am.
Good.
And my friend Tony said to give her a shout-out.
Oh, Tony.
T-O-N-I. T-O-N-I.
Tony.
Right.
Is Tony a little hottie?
Yes, she is. She was on the Hooters International Swim Pageant.
Whoa.
And came in the top 30.
That's one thing we didn't mention about Super Dave, a bit of a horn doggy.
Wouldn't it be nice to have her polish your knob, huh?
Definitely.
Well, I wish everybody, I wish this was TV so you could really see that little sneer that Dave gets when he says that. I tell you, what woman wouldn't melt with that look? That's for
right,
sure.
Got the Elvis thing going on.
There you do.
Yeah. Thank you.
No
Thank
question.
You very much.
Hey, he's doing impressions. Do you do any other impressions?
Sure.
Yeah, let's hear some.
Hey, 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 Fred Albert.
Brilliant. Eh?
Another good one.
That's fantastic. Any other ones?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was supposed to be an earth-shattering kaboom. The earth was supposed to explode into little bits of me in pieces. Where is the earth-shattering kaboom?
Yeah. Yeah.
Summons the space creature with the super space modulator.
Wow. Wow. Now, see, that's closest to your real voice. You do a good job with that.
Right.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Outstanding.
Man, I'm leaving. I mean, I'm replaced. I swear to God.
Super Dave, before we send you out on the street, can you tell us what you know about what's happened to Hollywood star Mel Gibson?
Well, he did do some things that were beyond the pale, and he has said things.
What? Do you know what he has said?
Right. He said the Jews were the cause of all the wars.
That's exactly right.
And his father said the Holocaust never happened.
So you're out wow. front today to kind of right. find out, you know, whether there's any spirit of forgiveness for Mel Gibson.
No. Right, because according to the Bible and the Torah, uh-huh. we're supposed to forgive, that's and right. we want forgiveness.
Right, amen. Yeah, that's true. And a lot, I've heard a lot of people aren't really in the forgiving
What's
mood.
Your
right.
favorite part of the Bible? Mine is page, I guess, 25.
Right, mine is just to remember that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, and that to forgive, if I want to be forgiven myself.
Do you ever get do you ever get stumped by the jumbles?
Sometimes.
In the Bible?
Sometimes, because the King James is written in the 1611 yeah. English, and we don't use all those
okay,
words
I'm starting
all the
to
time.
Freak out. I feel dumb. I think we got to give him maybe a few more points than that 100. I'm getting a little weirded out right now.
Maybe a buck and a quarter.
Yeah, a buck and a quarter in there, which means he's catching up to all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, hell.
Scary. Wow. He might have passed us just then.
Just there.
Might
yeah.
be a rear
you know, Dave
time.
Just spewed out a little factoid none of us were aware
That's
of.
True.
So, very interesting.
It's true.
But why is it that one who would know so much about God
yes.
is not given the same gifts? As you and I, men who know so little about God.
The difference is he
right.
gets that. And we, you know, for those of you that have never heard Super Dave, we asked about your deal. Your throat was kind of messed up when you were at birth, right? That's
right,
why you talk like that.
Right, the umbilical cord was wrapped around my neck.
So you're lucky to be alive, really.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So every day is just a bonus for you.
Right.
Very
Good.
Cool.
Well, let's make that life happen for you right now.
Amen. And I'm glad to see you're still wearing those wonderful swimming shoes that you wore.
Right.
Last
and if you notice that the little scars that I got,
yeah.
they were gone the next day.
So you didn't get too banged up.
When he went swimming in our kiddie pool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you didn't break your nose when that happened.
No, I didn't.
Thank God.
Okay, very good. Okay,
it was just a freak mishap. Sometimes do things like that.
Yeah, I love this guy.
We all do.
We've got the big sideburns for you. We've got we've got the rabbi hat.
Right.
You have the outfit on. Go ahead, throw that on.
All right.
And let's see. Now we've also got this for you when you're out there.
Okay.
When you're out there, you'll go like this. You push this. You know how to work.
Right.
And you go.
Hey, Jews! Honk if you forgive Mel.
That's the experiment. It's a kind of an informal poll today.
Give it a try.
This is going to sound good.
You'll be out there with the sandwich board dressed as a rabbi. And
you just press it.
Honk if you forgive the Jews.
No. Wrong. It's Mel. It's Mel.
Yes,
the Jews have done nothing
right.
wrong here.
Say, yeah. Attention, Jews.
Attention, Jews.
Honk
if you forgive.
You know what?
That's it.
We'll
right.
be able to
Perfect.
Feed him the lines when
we'll
he's
be
out
able
there.
To
he'll
coach
have
him. Oh, he's got
on.
It.
All right, well, Robbie, take him out there.
All right.
And, Rob, I think, you know what? Probably you're really, this is not a punishment. You're probably really the best person to go out there.
I got Justin by, but I can go if you want.
Yeah, I'd rather have you out there. Well, I mean, you run the microphone and everything for
him. Oh, you got it.
Very good.
So he can just have the big sandwich board on.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He's loaded down with equipment and in the sandwich board.
Has the megaphone over his shoulder.
And we're going to see if there's any spirit of forgiveness for
right,
Mel Gibson.
Yes, hey, Yanni.
Hello.
I know we got pictures of him in a suit.
I'm loading him up right now.
Do we have pictures of him wearing the sandwich board?
Of course we do.
Oh, okay.
Very good.
Great.
Yep. All right.
All right. Snapped.
Good luck, Super Dave.
See you later.
All right. We'll see
you
see
soon.
You in a little bit.
Be careful
see
you
out
soon.
There.
There he goes.
Mazel have
top.
Fun.
There he goes.
And wow. You know, he gets more interesting every time he comes on the show.
Look at those aqua shoes.
He really does. He has those aqua shoes, though.
You know, almost looks like Rosie O'Donnell walking out of a room. Almost.
There goes Super
Thank
Dave.
Thank you.
And here we are in the comfort of our studio.
Ooh. Yeah, there's a reason that we are here and he's
yes,
out there.
Yes, of course.
And let's turn on this thing and see if this thing is working today. Hello, come in, Robbie.
Boy, there's nothing like the smell of fresh air.
Very good. Yeah, you were walking in back of Super Dave, weren't you?
Yeah, I'm trying to gauge the breeze right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there is Kong. He's outside right now with Super Dave. They're making their way towards our new broadcast headquarters is at the corner of Rockville Pike, Old Georgetown Road, and Montrose Road.
Very good.
In Rockville, Maryland. I mean, you can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
It's right on 355. Right across the street from the Old Navy and the Borders books and blah, blah, all the other stuff.
And we've got a wonderful outfit for Super Dave, and we've got the sandwich board, and he's got the bullhorn, and let's see what happens.
It's a little breezy. Dave is not keeping up. Dave, hot-footed, baby.
It's moving kind of slow. You sound nice and clear, Rob.
Thank you. So do you.
Thank you.
Almost 90 degrees outside, and there's a little breeze, so hopefully he doesn't get too hot in his robes.
Rob, what corner will you be standing on with Super Dave?
Actually, it's going to be the corner of Hubbard and Rockville Pike.
Very good. That's the main drag.
Right near Barnes & Noble Books, if you're familiar with the area.
Now, I see a lot of sandwich boards on the Pike, but normally they're advertising something. This is more of a survey question.
It's a statement.
I saw one today for a Vietnam vet.
Did you really?
Yeah, he was homeless.
Oh, I see those guys all the time.
I looked away.
Mm-hmm. You did. The sensitive Rob Spiewak.
Thank you. Sandwich board is on.
Okay, good.
Now, Joe, help him out with the bullhorn. There you go.
We've already, now he's in position on the highway.
Yes,
Hi,
he
Mike.
Is.
Keep him safe.
Say it again, Joe.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hi, Joe. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
All right, give him the bullhorn.
Joe, why are you saying hi to
Mike.
Me?
Because he's your friend.
Your special bond.
Turn that off. Jesus.
Joe do that?
And yes, he did. The other retard.
Okay. Hey, listen, hold on.
Hey,
Super Dave is
a lot smarter than Joe.
Super Dave is not retarded.
I meant that like the other white meat.
Very good.
All right, so he's on the street wearing the rabbi suit?
Yes, we are in position, and he's got his sign on.
Now, is anybody looking at him yet?
Not yet.
Make sure you position him enough so the traffic can definitely see him.
Oh, they can see him.
Okay, and then let's hear
his... I would imagine he'd be very difficult not to spot.
Let's hear his spiel with the bullhorn.
Yeah. Let loose, Dave. Go.
Attention, Jews. Honk if you forgive me. Honk if you forgive me.
It's nice to know his tone always stays the same, doesn't it?
Hey, can he hear us, Rob?
I believe he can.
Hey, Dave?
Yes.
Oh, the police have already arrived.
Dave, why don't you say, hey, Jews... Give Mel a hand.
You're dropping out a little bit.
One more time, Donnie. I need you to repeat that. There was some dropout.
Hey, Jews, why not cut Mel some slack?
Hey, Jews, why not cut Mel some slack?
Right. Oh, dear. Was that a fire truck that went by?
Yeah, fire truck.
He's talking into the bullhorn.
Oh, say everything into the bullhorn,
Dave. Fire truck just rode by.
Say, hey, Jews, let me hear ya.
I'm losing it.
Say, he wants you to say, hey, Jews, let me hear
ya. Hey, Jews, let me hear ya.
Now, is anybody honking at all? Rob, is traffic going by?
We are about to get some traffic now.
Okay,
here they come.
All right, here
comes.
But nice and loud. Honk if you forgive Mel.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
Hey, Jews, look at me.
Hey, Jews, look at me. Honk if you forgive Mel.
I'm Dave the Rabbi.
I'm Dave the Rabbi.
Forgive Mel.
Forgive Mel.
Hey, Jews, honk.
Honk.
For God's sakes, it don't cost nothing.
For God's sakes, it don't cost nothing. Give her a little blow.
Give a little blow. He's ad-libbing a little bit.
And
you
still
can hear the traffic now.
This is almost like honk for
Rob. What?
Almost like honk for cash.
Rob, how would you?
Honk if you forgive Mel.
I heard a honk.
I heard one.
Yeah.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
I am a rabbi.
I am a rabbi. Honk if you forgive Mel.
Hey, Jews.
Hey, Jews.
Cut
honk
Mel.
If you forgive Mel.
There you go.
Cut Mel a slack burger.
Cut Mel a slack burger.
Rob, how would you characterize the mood out there on the pike right now?
I would gauge the mood as unforgiving.
Unforgiving. You're not. Mm,
yes.
You're not feeling the honks, are
no,
you?
I'm not. I think we've had three and a fire truck, and I can't count the fire truck because they were on
really
an emergency
can't
call.
Here you go. Dave, can you hear me?
Yes.
All right, here it is now. Hey, Jews.
Hey, Jews.
Didn't you like the Lethal Weapon movies?
Didn't you like the Lethal Weapon movies?
Now, nice and loud, honk if you forgive Mel.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
Maybe he yelled.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
Now, I want to ask Dave a question. Dave, does your throat hurt if you yell really loud?
Sometimes.
Yeah, don't make him yell. Yeah,
no. I was going to make him. Just
I was talking to Rob. Rob wanted to make him yell.
I know. Well, I see. I think that the reason that Dave's level is always exactly the same.
I love that about him,
though. That's his charm.
I love that about
him. Makes him a credible rabbi, I think.
Jews, I am one of you.
Okay.
There was one of Rob's listeners.
Yeah.
It was my Uncle Bruce.
Someone on their way to Bakersfield.
Not even in Virginia.
Honk if you forgive Jews.
No, that's wrong.
That's going to get us in trouble.
That's not right.
Honk if you forgive Mel Gibson.
Right.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
That's good. Just keep it up, Dave.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
Look at me, I'm a rabbi.
Look at me, I'm a rabbi.
And how about this? We'll just throw this wild card in there. I'm Super Dave.
I'm Super Dave.
Don't you wish you were me.
Don't you wish you were me.
Hey, chicks.
Hey, chicks.
Rabbis can have sex.
Rabbis can have sex.
We're not like Catholic priests.
We're not like Catholic priests.
I'm not into little boys.
I'm not into little boys.
Don't you think I'm sexy?
Don't you think I'm sexy?
Well,
why do I think that this is going like an inch in front of him? It sounds like that on the bullhorn.
Well, still, he's got, hey, Jews.
Hey, Jews.
Can you read my sign?
Can you read my sign?
Honk if you forgive Mel.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
I really am not hearing a lot of honks.
Let me hear you, Jews.
Let me hear you, Jews. Honk if you forgive Mel.
Yeah.
It's exactly the same. Oh, yes. How about I can get it for you wholesale?
Rob,
see that coming. Go.
Here's another one. Mel didn't mean it.
Mel didn't mean it.
Oh, there, honks.
He was drunk.
He was drunk.
Haven't we all been drunk?
Haven't we all been drunk before?
He must be Irish.
He must be Irish.
Thank you for your honks, Jews.
Thank you for your honks, Jews.
I'm Super Dave.
I'm Super Dave.
Don't you wish you were me.
Don't you wish you were me.
Don and Mike are bringing love to the world.
Don and Mike are bringing love to the world.
Share their message of love.
Share their message of love.
Don't let one asshat spoil it.
Don't let one asshat spoil it.
Buzz is having sex this weekend in the woods.
Buzz is having sex this weekend in the woods.
Now, what you want to do is you want to point at Joe Artinger and you want to say, I have an a higher IQ than this man.
I have a higher IQ than this man.
You know, it would be almost I know they're out on the pipe, but it would be almost a kind of a quiz thing somewhere down the road with Super Dave if we actually had them both in here. Hey, there's some honks.
Thank you very much, honk, if you forgive Mel.
Oh, he's good at this. He's into it. Is he sweating, Rob?
Not a drop. I'm drenched.
Come on, my fellow Jews.
Come on, my fellow Jews. Honk if you forgive Mel.
Turn the other cheek.
Turn the other cheek.
Share the message of love.
Share the message of love.
Rob, how would you characterize the reactions that Super Dave's getting out there?
They're turning. It's better.
Yeah, I've heard improvement.
Happened is he's talking them into it.
That's right.
Hey, Dave.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
Some of the people from out of town don't seem to understand what's going on as they drive by.
Hey, Dave?
Yes.
Say this on the megaphone, please. It's Gibson, not Karmazin.
It's Gibson, not Karmazin.
Oh, I love it when we do jokes that we couldn't have done a year ago.
Say it. Say your line.
What?
Say your line. Jews, honk if you forgive Mel. Honk for the love of God.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no, he's ad-libbing again.
If you want to be forgiven, then you must forgive Mel.
Wow. He's ad-libbing.
Don't let one asshat spoil it for you.
That seems to be a memory.
Honk if you forgive Mel. Don't let one asshat ruin it.
Say, my shorts are riding me like crazy.
My shorts are riding me like crazy.
Where's my smell coming from?
Where's my smell coming from?
Hey, Jews.
Hey, Jews.
Can you forgive the way I smell?
Forgive the way I smell.
Share the message of love.
Share the message of love.
Just don't breathe around me.
Just don't breathe around me.
I've got sexy shoes.
I've got sexy shoes. Mm-hmm.
I'm too sexy for my shoes.
I'm too sexy for my shoes.
How come you're not doing it into the bullhorn, Dave?
Yes.
I'm too sexy for my shoes.
I'm too sexy for my shoes.
God damn it, pay attention to me.
God damn it, pay attention to me.
I'm Super Dave.
I'm Super Dave.
And I'm starving for attention.
I'm starving for attention.
Who wants some matzo ball soup?
Who wants some matzo ball soup?
Listen, what was that, Rob?
That was someone who really forgave Mel. Because they were honking and screaming.
Wow.
Honk if you forgive Mel. Jews, honk if you forgive Mel. Honk if you forgive Mel.
Boy, I tell you, we could all go into a trance right now.
I'd like to take this moment to say hi to the Montgomery County Police. Hello, officer.
Oh, interesting.
Yes, he gave me a thumbs up.
Oh, good.
Okay. All is well.
Hi, welcome. All is well. Right,
Super Dave
just
say.
Just a little informal survey.
Gotta go. Jews, honk if you forgive Mel.
What did you say, Rob?
I didn't say a thing.
Okay. I thought I heard somebody say you gotta go.
Gotta go.
Jews, honk if you forgive Mel.
Who said you gotta go, Rob?
Joe.
Oh,
Joe. What do you mean,
honk
to the bathroom?
If you forgive Mel.
Ask Joe if he has to go to the bathroom.
Joe, Dave. Do you have to make water?
No, I want Dave to ask him.
With the megaphone.
Ask Joe if he has to go to the bathroom the megaphone.
Joe, do you have to make water?
I've just got to go drop something real quick.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean drop? Ask Joe really loud, Super Dave. Say, Joe.
Joe.
Do you have to drop the kids off at the pool?
Do you have to drop the kids off at the pool?
Joe, that would be the time to answer.
No, the cop's gone. I don't have to drop anything right now.
It's right down there.
Oh, I see. That was a drug joke. Because the cop was here.
Oh, wait. Oh, I see.
How about top of your lungs, Joe?
Mike, turn around right there. See, there's the cop driving through our parking lot right there. One of Montgomery County's finest.
Just drove away.
Oh, very good. Say, I hate pigs.
That's the rabbi talking, not us.
Attica.
No, that was
Attica. Attica.
Attica.
That was simply a dietary thing.
Yes,
that's
yes.
Right.
Very
they're
good.
Not, they're not kosher.
Jews, honk if you forgive Mel.
Okay, say I'm here.
I fear.
No, say I'm here.
I hear.
I'm here.
I'm here.
I'm queer.
I'm queer.
And I'm not going skiing.
And I'm not going skiing.
Good for you. How's it going over out there, Robbie?
You know what? The mood has changed. Mm-hmm. Mood has changed. There's no forgiveness now.
No forgiveness. It's swung back again.
Yeah, yes. I think the police presence has changed it. But now I really want to hear some honking. Thank you. Forgive him and honk.
Honk if you forgive Mel. Jews, please. For the love of God, forgive me.
What the hell is going on in here?
Hey, Rob, would Randy Jackson be calling right now from area code 310?
Yes, he would.
Hey, John, pick up that phone.
Mel didn't know what he was doing.
Well, so the fun's going to continue for Super Dave.
Yeah, well, we're going to bring him in here to talk to Randy Jackson in a second.
Very good.
Dave?
Yes.
No, on the PA, please.
Yes.
Are you having fun?
Yes.
Oh, dear. Is that an emergency vehicle, Dave?
No, that was the police giving us hello.
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Nice. Okay.
Well, thank you. Say thanks, pigs.
Thanks, pigs.
Oh, God, you're going to get him. No, he didn't mean it. God, help us.
Say,
save him. Get his ass in here.
Say, hey, coppers, you'll never take me alive.
Go ahead, say it, Dave.
They'll never take me alive.
Who's that?
Is that Dave?
That was Dave, and now I'm scared.
Are you kidding?
No, Dave, yell like that one more time unless it hurts. Does it hurt?
No.
Oh, let's have it.
They'll never take
here. Wow. Now I'm freaked out.
That's impressive, though. That's acting, Mike. That's just acting.
Hey, have him do that cartoon thing he did before.
Can you do Marvin Martian on the bullhorn?
I'm a little loco in the cabeza.
Oh, my God.
All right, well, there's our informal survey, as you hear.
People still
honking. Ending a little more favorably than it began.
Yeah, the mood has changed again.
Many Jews are indeed forgiving Mel Gibson.
Yes, that is true. He got a few honks, but I would say, it's kind of indecisive right now. We're not sure.
The one thing I wish you could see are the people that slow down on Rockville Pike and squint to read what's on the sign.
Well, I'm very curious as to what happened at the end there when he screamed. He took on a whole different personality. The many layers of Super Dave.
Sybil.
Do your Mel line, but scream it.
Attention, Jews, please forgive Mel.
No, scream like you scream
honk
anything.
If you forgive Mel. It's not
honk
a thing.
Honk if you forgive Mel.
Jesus. Goes right back to where it is.
Okay, all right. Thank you, Dave.
Good job, Dave.
We'll see you back in here
Let's
in a second.
Give a round of
Thank
applause.
You very much, everybody. Now, let me see. Yanni?
Dominic!
Yes. Yanni, we got these pictures up on our website now.
They are. There's four of them up there, yes.
So if you go to DonnaMikeWebsite.com, where do you find them? You click what, photos?
On the photo tab, there is a Super Dave icon with him dressed up as the rabbi.
Okay.
Beautiful. Once again, Don, we have spread our message of love and understanding to the world in a way that only we can do it.
We're doing our best.
We're trying.
We're doing our best.
Trying to create
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
Sense of understanding.
Dominic!
Right, but that would, and that was Randy Jackson on the phone?
Yes, it was. All right. I got a number. They are expecting our call in about 10 minutes.
Wonderful. All right, well, then let's break, and we'll come back, and we'll see what Super Dave has to say to Randy Jackson.
I can't wait. I really can't wait.
Do you think you should do the whole interview with the bullhorn? Hey, dog. No, we'll just let him chat with
him. Yeah, sure, but he definitely should do the whole interview.
Oh,
I'm
kind
of committed to that right now.
Absolutely.
And the hilarity will ensue.
Super Dave.
What's it like sitting next to Paula Abdul?
You'll never take me alive!
That's the demon. That's the Super Dave demon that came out.
That's right.
That's right.
Wow. That's right. Pea Soup City.
There he's back.
He's back.
Here we go.
There he is. Nice job.
There he is. Super Dave.
Nice job. You can get out of your suit now. You really did a great job.
Very nice, Super Dave.
Or maybe actually keep the tunic part on.
None the worse for wear.
Mm. Hey, you smell great.
How you doing? You look a little overheated. Are you okay?
Little bit.
There's some water for you.
Why don't you go in the other room and why don't you go up to Rob's office and make yourself comfortable?
Please do.
All right.
Okay.
And we're going to get you back in here for your big Randy Jackson interview.
All right.
Is everything okay?
Yes, it is.
You feeling good?
Yes.
Okay. Good.
You talk to Randy Jackson from American Idol, then we'll play some match game.
Wow.
Sure.
And if you want, you can panel on the news, chime in with your thoughts about Buzz's news and comments.
Great.
As
Don said, this is Super Thursday. This is your day.
Your day.
Thank you very much.
You've done a great job so far.
Mm-hmm. Right, but I did detect some hostility out there, too.
Oh, did you?
No. Not toward you, though.
Not towards you.
Why? No. Who would be hostile towards you, Dave?
Just people being asshats, wanting to say
mean things,
right.
Hateful things.
Don't even think about them.
It was probably because you were dressed as a rabbi, very controversial, with a sign that said, Jews honk if you forgive Mel.
Right.
Yeah, not everybody agrees.
Yeah, I mean, if we had you out there in your Super Dave costume, they would love you.
I know.
People can be very ugly, Dave.
I know.
Yeah, but you're a champion of love and forgiveness.
Right, I try to be.
Very good.
You've done a good job, sir.
Not always, but I do try.
Okay.
I think it's time for the next room to be your home for a couple of seconds.
Make you go out and take a little spritz.
Maybe two or three offices over. Wow.
Jesus.
I'll leave the door open.
And remember, you can't spell boob without B-O. I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
All right, so let me see. Who do we have on the air to play the game? Hold on, that scream just went belly up. I see. On this line, we have gamer number one. His name is Mike. Hi there, Mike.
Good afternoon, gentlemen.
Hi, where are you
good
from?
Good afternoon.
Reno.
From Reno. Beautiful. And on the other line, we have Mary, also a gamer. Hi, Mary.
Hi.
Hi. Where are you from, honey?
I'm in Woodbridge right now.
Woodbridge, VA.
All right, beautiful. So you are listening. Mike, you're listening on The Buzz in Reno. And Mary, you must be listening on WJFK, right?
That's right.
Beautiful. I think everybody knows how to play Match Game.
Yes.
And
yes.
We've actually started the segment without Rob's entire explanation, so let's just get right to it.
Hello, stars.
Hi, Rob.
Hi, Rob. Hi, Mike. Hi, Mary.
Hi, Rob.
I know you had your whole thing where you wanted to introduce. Did you write that whole thing out again?
It keeps.
Well, just go ahead very quickly.
All right. You know him as the head programmer for EA Sports. And that's Led Zeppelin. Here's Don Geronimo. Don, how's Madden 07?
Okay, let's skip this part. Let's just play the game.
All right. Well, you asked for it.
I know it. It sucked.
Right. Let's just cut to the chase and get on with the game.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen, Super Dave.
I agree.
Thank
All right.
you, Super Dave.
Mary, Mike, how are you?
Great, Rob. How are you?
Good.
Fantastic.
Mary, remember how we flipped that coin backstage and Mary, you won?
Absolutely.
All right. I need you to pick A or B.
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 B. B.
That's odd. They don't usually pick B.
I know they don't.
All right.
Never.
Mary, here's your clue. Listen and don't answer until I ask you to. Regis Philbin is getting older, and so is his fan base, which explains why the name of his next big television project is called America's Got Blank.
All right, I'm in.
I'm in.
Regis Philbin is getting older. Do you like Regis, Mary?
Sometimes.
Yeah, he's getting older, and so is his fan base, which explains the name of his next big television project.
It's called
America's Got Blank.
Mike,
hold your
in?
Answer, please.
Buzz in.
Somebody in?
Super Dave, are you ready?
Yeah, don't show it yet.
Yeah, don't
Dave.
Show it yet, Dave.
All right, the panel is right. Mary, the new Regis show is called America's Got Blank. What do you say?
Depends.
America's Got Depends. Good answer.
Yeah.
Good answer. Not sure if that's what they were looking for. Don, did you have Depends?
Well, we're going to have to go to the judges, Rob.
Okay.
I said America's Got Leaky Poo.
Not a match.
No.
Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Not a match. I'm going to watch this show. It's a wonderful show called America's Got Alzheimer's.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I keep forgetting to watch it.
Yes.
How about you, Dave?
Bada bing.
I said the same thing, Alzheimer's.
Whoa!
Oh,
wow.
Whoa, Mike
nice
and Super Dave matched.
Show the panel your handwriting. It's nice.
Let me see
that.
Beautiful.
Wow. It is nice.
Hey,
wow.
Hold on. Hold up yours, Mike. Let's see who spelled it correctly.
Okay.
How'd you spell it, Mike?
A-L-T-Z-H-E-I-M-E-R.
No. I'm sorry.
How did you spell it, Dave?
A-L-Z-H-E-I-M-E-R-S.
Yeah,
that is correct.
we've got Buzz still.
Superior
right.
Mike. How about you, Buzz?
No surprise to anyone. I said America's Got Viagra.
Oh, there it is. Always
Ouch.
Sex with you, Burbank.
Sorry, Mary.
Buzz
sorry,
never
Mary.
Misses that
sorry,
show.
Super
Mary.
Dave outspelled me.
All right, Mike, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Everyone at CBS is excited about the new season of Survivor, where the tribes are divided by their race. And to make it more fun, now the immunity idol is shaped like blank. You watch Survivor, Mike?
Yes, I do.
Okay, listen up. Everyone at CBS, that's the Columbia Broadcasting System, is excited about the new season of Survivor, where the tribes are divided by their race. To make it more fun, the immunity idol is shaped like blank.
Wow.
Okay, I'm in with very poor taste, but I'm in.
The writers always make the first round questions so wide open, so, you know, no one can move right ahead. Mike, do you think you have an answer? Don't give it to me yet.
Yes, I've got an answer.
All right. Immunity idol, shaped like...
Mike O'Mara's still not in. Buzzer,
I'm
in.
I'm in. Yeah, I'm in.
There you go. And Super Dave.
Right, I'm in.
There you go.
Right.
You're buzzing correctly. We're still waiting on Mike.
I'm in.
All right, Mike is in. Panel is right. Mike, the new season of Survivor where tribes are divided by their race. Make it more fun. The immunity idol is shaped like what?
A hood.
Like a KKK hood?
I think that's
like your hood, Rob.
Oh, okay. You see, that's what I get for trying to help. Don, do you have my hood?
No. What was the setup again?
The survivors are divided by their race, and to make it more fun, the immunity idol is shaped like?
I said a burning cross.
Oh, I see. Not a match. In the neighborhood, but not a match.
Okay.
Mike?
All right. I want to say that I've been thrown by Super Dave's ability to outspell me, and I have what may be my worst answer ever.
Yes?
I said a head of cabbage. I have no effing idea
Always
what
to go write. With a shovel.
Wow.
Mike,
yeah. Wow.
Mike
not
may
not
I have that?
Yeah.
Oh, he needs to sign it.
Would you autograph that,
yeah,
please?
Yeah, absolutely.
He needs to sign
that will now go on the wall along with one of Buzz's answers.
Absolutely.
About a shovel.
Might
not
be the
match.
Worst. Would you agree the worst
yes.
one I've ever had?
Yes. We do have one of
the
Buzz's answers.
The hell setup was that?
We do have one of Buzz's answers.
Frame,
that
right.
was so idiotic
right.
that we actually have it on the wall of the office.
I there still see the genius in it.
All right. What about you, Dave? It's shaped
I
like
said a shrunken head.
Oh, a shrunken head going with an eye.
Yeah.
And Buzz?
I said a green card.
A green card. Not a match. So it's 0-0 going into round two. Mary, pick A or B.
A this time.
Hey!
And here's your clue. Well, it looks like Mel Gibson.
Hold on, start again. Would you please start again?
Well, it looks like Mel Gibson is trying to move forward and bounce back in Hollywood. He just announced his new project.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie. Blanks on a Plane.
I'm in.
I'm sorry, guys. When you buzz in, I keep getting the wrong thing there.
Mel Gibson's new movie, Blanks on a Plane. Mary, please hold your answer. The panel is busily writing.
All right, I'm in too. I think everybody.
All right, everybody in?
I'm in, yeah.
Buzz is in and he's laughing. All right, Mary, Mel Gibson's new movie, Blanks on a Plane. What do you say?
Jews
on a Plane.
Very well, again, good. I'm going to have to go to the judges, Rob.
All right, what do you have?
No.
I said Hebes on a Plane.
Oh, dear. That's something that's a match, isn't it?
Oh, my.
Judges say yes.
Hey!
All right, very good.
I knew what you wanted. Just looking for something.
Not
funnier.
A politically correct match, but a match.
How about you, Mike?
I have Jews on a Plane.
Jews
also.
On a Plane is a match.
Yay!
Dave?
And I got Jews too.
All right, that's one full plane. How about you, Buzz?
I got Jews too.
Oh, that's a good round. That's good. That's very, very good. Mike, you got some catch up to do here.
I guess so. Jews for everybody.
All right, here we go. Hey, Mike.
Yeah.
Have you heard about that hot new trendy automobile? It's called the John Mark car. It's the only automobile.
That was funny that you said that.
It's the only automobile that comes with an optional blank.
Oh. Jesus.
Have you
Christ.
Heard about the new hot trendy automobile? Yes, it's called the John Mark car. And it's the only automobile that comes with an optional blank. Mike, hold your answer. The panel is stewing right now. Buzz just sighed furtively. The furtive sigh of Buzz Burbank.
Okay, I'm in.
Don is in.
I'm in.
I'm not proud, but
Super
I'm
Dave
in.
Is in.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Waiting on Mike.
I'm in.
Mike is in.
Christ.
All right, Mike, have you heard about the hot new trendy automobile, the John Mark car? It's the only automobile that comes with an optional...
God help me, a corpse.
An optional corpse, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's just an option. Don, do you have the optional corpse?
Said it comes with an optional dead 6-year-old beauty queen.
That's a match. There you go. Wow. Very good.
Hooray!
There's a match.
Hooray!
I've already won.
How about you, Mike?
We all have.
Said it comes with an optional monitoring ankle bracelet.
Oh, not a match, but a good answer. How about you, Dave?
I don't know if it's an exact match, but I said victim.
That's it.
That's a match.
That's a match. Very good.
That's a match,
and
Dave.
How about you, Buzz?
No match, but a tasteless question deserves a tasteless answer. I said garrote.
Oh, yeah. Oh. That's the thing. Ooh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that leaves the score 4-2. Need you to pick A or B, Mary.
A again.
A. All right, Mary. Mary. Bill Clinton just turned 60. Did you read about it? Sure, we all did.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Bubba. Hillary finally gave him what he always wanted. She gave him a blank.
Oh, no, please.
Bill Clinton's birthday.
I'm in.
Mary, he just turned 60. Happy birthday, Bubba. Hillary finally gave him what he's always wanted. She gave him a blank.
Okay,
I'm in.
All right. Dave is in. Don is in. Mike?
Mike, you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in.
Well, it's an easy one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. It's easy.
I mean, it's one of two things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
Bill Clinton just turned 60.
B or H, right?
B or D.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll discuss it later.
All right. Bill Clinton just turned 60, Mary, and Hillary finally gave him what he always wanted. She gave him a blank. What do you say?
Divorce.
A divorce.
See, that's the D word. Right.
D-I-V-O-R-C-E. Right. Yeah. Do you have a divorce for Bill Clinton?
No, I said that she gave him a Jew on a plane.
Oh, not a match.
That's just silly.
Because I just love to laugh. I fancy myself the Richard Dawson of this.
How about you, Mike?
Well, he might not have really wanted it, but I said a BJ.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not a match, though.
Because you know what I'm on today? I call it a roll.
How about you, Dave?
I said an intern.
Good answer.
Very good.
But not a match.
Oh, no.
Not a match.
Sorry about
last
that.
Last chance for divorce.
I was more specific. I said a Monica.
Oh, yeah, not a match. All right, Mike, you are poised to win, and I think you can.
Okay.
Put on your thinking cap and listen to this final clue of round one.
Oh, boy.
NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen.
Okay, the answer will be teeth.
Oh, stop it, you see. It's not.
Don't we have another one besides Sonny?
Yeah, I agree.
This is not teeth. I promise you.
So the answer will not be teeth.
It will not. It can't be. Okay. It cannot be teeth.
If that's the case, sure, as Sonny says,
he's going to have to live with this boner for a long time.
I'm excited that it's not teeth because I'm desperate to just have one in this round that I think is worthy.
NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen loves his electronic gadgets, Mike O'Mara. He just got the world's only cell phone that's equipped with blank tooth technology.
Hold on.
Yeah, that is technically...
Stop. That is a tooth joke.
Uh-huh. It is, but it's not teeth.
No.
Tooth, okay, you want another one?
Tooth is singular for teeth.
All right.
Maybe if I sat up.
Oh, dear.
What, do you think that's going
to
help?
I don't think so today.
All right, here we go. We'll go to the emergency question.
I didn't mean
question.
You, Mike.
What's that?
I don't think the problem's entirely you.
Entirely? It's not anything, him. All right, Mike, are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Poor Robert the Angry Mailman. And again, right, we could go tooth here.
This is Robert the Angry Mailman for the Don's and Mike Show. Yeah,
poor Robert the Angry Mailman.
Poor Robert.
You know, he's out of town.
Yeah.
Yeah, and last night he went to a singles bar in the Dominican Republic, and the only thing he was able to pick up was blank.
Okay, I'm in.
I'm in.
I forgot.
You know, Mike, on that Sonny Jurgensen, I was looking for wooden tooth technology.
Is he calling the show tomorrow, Robert Mailman?
He threatened to, yeah.
Okay, good.
It's a long-distance call from the DR.
Everybody's in.
All right, Mike, it's your chance to win. Move on to the next round. Poor Robert the Angry Mailman. Last night he went to a singles bar in the Dominican Republic, and the only thing he picked up was blank. What do you say?
Disease.
Okay, Don, do you have Robert the Angry Mailman's disease?
I said AIDS.
That's a match.
Doesn't
very good.
Get a disease easier than that.
How about you, Mike? Yeah.
I was a little milder. I said herpes.
Oh, also a match. How about you, Dave?
I said chlamydia.
Oh, yeah. Very nice.
You're killing me.
And he wins, but Buzz, did you match?
I covered them all with STD.
All right, how about that? Mike goes into round two.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations.
Wow, that's incredible.
Very nice. I'm looking for something to give you here, Mary, but I can't really find it. Hold on. Rob's looking in the big book. Always.
Congratulations, Mary.
Wow, here you go. It's a Tower gift card for you. $50 Tower Records gift card. For all the latest movies and music, go to Tower Records and Tower.com. Tower Records, it's life played loud. Mary, thanks.
Thank you.
Don't feel bad. It was not the best batch of questions I've heard in my life.
Yeah. I loved them.
Hold on, please. And
cabbage head.
Mike, hold on. Hold on as well. We'll come right back to you. So we need one more person who now in the next round, Rob.
Will take on Mike.
And then they will battle to the death, and then it will be the super match.
Right, they'll go to final match to see if they can win the big dollars.
The skill of our monotone guest has thrown me for a bit of a loop.
So it's $500 if they win the game, and then it's another $100 if you super match.
Wow. Very, very good.
Nice. Cool. Big bucks on the line.
Nice.
How you doing there, Super Dave?
All right.
You know, you're killing during this segment,
you're
too.
You're doing great again.
You know you are. You're killing all day. Everything you're doing is gold today.
Uh-huh. I know.
That's the guy.
You're on fire. You smell it. You know what that smell is? Sulfur.
It's sort of like sulfur. Right.
That's good.
That's showbiz talk.
For fireworks.
We know you were aware of the smell thing,
but don't sweat it. It's okay. Get it? Right. Don't sweat it.
Are you really spraying your underpants with Febreze?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's very considerate.
Here's what I have to say. And I'll look him right in the eye. I'll move the mic. Hey, Dave, if you're really spraying your underpants with Febreze, I cannot look at you and honestly say you're a 125. I got to move you down like maybe to 115.
But it's still a pretty good number.
Still higher than you started. So yeah. You're still ahead.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You'll spice it up the next time when we go to Hooters, right?
Right.
Yeah, you rock and roll. You're a smart guy. You know what we're talking about.
Right. Do you pull the underpants all the way off or just down to your ankles and spray them?
All the way off.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
Where have you been doing that? In our men's room?
At the house. And
No, but I mean, you've done it since you've been here, haven't you? Since you've been here today?
I've sprayed up a little bit.
On the clothes to bring
back, because I've been going all day.
Public transportation here and then standing out in the heat.
Yeah, standing out in the heat. You're doing fine. Yeah.
When I saw him in the hallway, he just, you know, freshening up.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you're the man, Super Dave.
You are the man.
We hope you're having a great time. You're a super addition to the show. Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You would be an ice cream headache 5 days a week, but today...
He rocks today.
You're the best. Yeah.
All right, we'll come right back, and we'll play more Match Game with Super Dave.
Any parting words before the commercial break?
Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Back to the Match Game.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on, that's still...
Orleans
still singing Love Takes Time.
Uh-huh.
That's the Match Game music, and here's the intro part. For God's sakes.
Get ready to match the stars. It's Match Game 2006.
Right.
With the stars. Yes. Don Geronimo.
How you doing?
Mike O'Mara.
How are you?
Michael J. Elston.
Please buzz.
Super Dave.
How are you?
And your host, Rob Spiewak.
Hello, stars.
All right, man.
Had a great dinner break, and I think the Zanies are going to come out in this round.
Yeah, we've all had gin martinis during the break.
Exactly. So we're all excited for round two, and I think our contestants are called Mike and Rick. Is that right?
All I know is that Rick Klugman just me.
Oh, how was it? Was it good? I hear she's great. She'd take her teeth out?
Better than when Charles Nelson Reilly did. Or Joyce Buffon. Or
Boulevard.
Joyce
Boulevard. Mrs. Slaughter.
Charles Nelson Reilly. Charles Nelson Reilly's name makes me laugh.
Yep. Okay, we have Rick. Let me see. Is this Rick?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
There you go. There is Rick.
Yep.
hey, Rob, you know, I see... Hey, guys, hold on. I see you in the back room.
Norman!
Hey, Yanni.
Hello.
I see that you and your brother back there got Robert the Mailman on the line.
Do we?
Well, that's what it says on line 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Do we have Robert?
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell him Rob will call him later. We'll talk to him tomorrow morning or tomorrow... I guess morning his time.
I don't know where the time. Have him call tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight.
Yeah, we want to hear about him in the Dominican Republic.
Yes.
First break tomorrow, 3 o'clock.
Okay?
Robert.
Taking care of him.
Hold on.
Just letting him
down. Let me hear that.
Talk to him now.
Let me hear Joe talk to him.
I will.
Hey, Adam, go sit in the car with Mike. Go sit in the car with Mike.
That's one of our contestants.
Speaking. Is that one of our contestants?
I think so.
Oh, sorry, guys.
Oh, that was Rick. Okay, that was... Okay.
Rick with a silent P.
All right, so Robert's gone now.
Okay, sorry about that, guys. I just saw it up on the screen. I didn't know he was calling long
distance.
So he'll
be checking into with his Dominican vacation.
I hope that wasn't his one phone call.
And also joining us is Mike. Here is Mike, gamer number two. Hi, Mike.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Mike.
Mike, welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back, Rob.
Let me see. Mike, you already played. Rick, you're new. Where are you from, Rick?
I live in Reno as well.
Oh, another Reno contestant.
Two guys from Reno.
Reno
okay.
Showdown.
What's on?
Very, very good.
Well, let's play the game. Remember, we're playing for $500.
You know, they both sound like radio guys, too, don't they? It's like one guy goes, hi, how are you? The other guy goes, yeah, fine, no problem at all.
$500, and the winner then goes on to play Super Match for an extra $100. Oh, and Mike, when you said radio guys, reminded me.
And, the reason I really do say that, just in case we're ever being, scammed. With some small show that's just trying to do something like that, I always like to mess up their day.
Sure.
So if that is the intent, that is messing up their day.
What, who?
Just in case it is a couple of radio guys from some tiny little market that are going, hey, how are you? Let's do that. Let's get on the show.
Why don't they? Well, they're both from area code 775.
Yeah, I just hope they're both not in the same car.
Arms intertwined.
Legs intertwined.
Oh, yes.
I gotta remember the link on YouTube, which I just spend all day on.
Yeah. Great stuff.
It's like everybody. It's for me, you know what it is? It's MySpace if you're not like a 13-year-old boy looking to get laid.
It is pretty neat. It really is.
You should do a search on YouTube. They have a fake ad for a radio station that plays the best mix.
Yeah.
And to describe it to you would not do it justice.
Okay.
It is done so slickly while being amateurish that it flies in the face of everything that radio stations have run. It's the typical, it's guys dressed up like women,
right.
Guys with goofy teeth, with the fake backgrounds behind them, and they say, like, I love Phil Collins. And then the next guy goes, I like Billy Joel. And then the woman, and then a guy dressed as a woman says, I like Madonna.
and it's for Mix whatever the station is.
I have a YouTube question for you about that.
Just let me get to the point of this real fast. That while they keep saying they play the best mix, the only artists that they refer to over and over again are Billy Joel,
Phil Collins,
and Madonna.
When you go on YouTube and you're surfing YouTube, when you go there, I know they have like four things or five things that they put on their homepage right at the front.
Yes, the hottest ones.
I mean, how do you negotiate? How do you steer your way through there?
And put anything in.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like throwing darts at a board then, right?
You go home tonight and put in the word Sinatra, you'll be entertained for 3 hours.
I go in there, I put like Batman in.
Mm-hmm. Or did you put like radio or something like that?
My kid sent me an email, Bart sent me an email, said, Dad, go to YouTube and put in Nike. There's a brand new fake Nike commercial, a brand new fake Michael Jordan commercial. Cool. And this is just something people at home have done. And they're great. Go find the one that's the fake ad for the Mix radio station.
Can I just really quickly, because that is the hottest website in America right now. In the little corner where it says subscribe, like say you see a particular video, is that so you will always get you will get perhaps sent the videos from that same those same people?
I signed up. I think it was just to get to some adult content.
What?
Very good. As a matter of fact, we have to look into the legality of this. I think it would be great. Well, first off, we'll never get a TV ad run for us by any of our stations.
Right.
But I know that for a while, Mike did some advertising for his restaurant on some cable place out in the middle of nowhere where you bought the commercials.
Well, I got the commercials made out in the middle of nowhere and then bought the local cable.
But the time was relatively cheap that you bought, right?
Yeah. I mean, they're good.
Well, here's what I
stand by those guys. I think they did a great job.
Well, no, I'm not talking about the guys that made your commercials.
Right.
I'm talking about the cable company.
The
cost of buying a commercial on that cable as opposed to the cost of buying a commercial on our show was astronomical.
Exactly.
What if we had a contest where we had people make commercials for the show,
put them on
YouTube, and then what we would do with our own money was actually take the best commercial.
The one that wins.
Buy one of those schedules on less than desirable cable to at least get it on real TV.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Now,
I think that's a great idea.
I don't know how what the legality is with YouTube. I don't know if other DJs are trying to. I'm sure DJs are trying to tap into this like they did with MySpace.
But it is an incredible website, and I think everybody, you're going to see sooner than later, everybody's going to be addicted to it.
Yeah. So if you've got some ideas about that, send us some email at our website, DonandMikeWebsite.com, because it's something we could do over the fall to really get the best TV commercial and get a bunch of stuff up there on the web. And then Mike and I, out of our own pocket, that would be the funniest part of all. Buying commercial time like on local cable channels.
We need the winner by Christmas because we can get it on for the Super Bowl.
You and I would be able to sit down with a person selling advertising time. Won't we have fun with that? Bring the microphones to that session. That would be exciting.
All right, well, we're way off track. Let's get to the game. Robbie. Right.
Hello, Stars.
Here we go. Hi there.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Rob. More Magic Game.
All right, Mike, Rick, do you remember who won the coin toss?
Yep.
Who was it?
Rob, will you stop wasting time with this
Mike.
Garbage?
All right, Mike, A or B?
A.
Take away all my fun.
Excuse me.
NFL Hall of Famer Sonny Juergens. No, I'm kidding. All right, here we go, Mike. Listen up and don't answer until I ask you. Tom Cruise was fired by Paramount Studios this week, but he's looking on the bright side. At least this will allow him much more time to blank. You familiar with Tom Cruise, Mike?
Yeah, Rob.
Sure. He was fired by Paramount Studios this week, but he's looking on the bright side. This will allow him much more time to blank. Good old Tom Cruise.
I'm in.
They said he had unacceptable behavior.
I'm in.
Super Dave is in. Buzz is in.
Mm-hmm. Coincidence? I don't think so.
I don't either. You invited him to go camping,
I'm in.
Buzz?
Yes.
You have? Hope that works out. Tom Cruise fired this week. Mike, you're in?
I'm in.
No, everybody's in.
All right, the panel is right. All right, Mike, Tom Cruise was fired by Paramount Studios this week, but he's looking on the bright side. This will allow him much more time to blank. What'd you say about Tom Cruise?
Implode.
Much more time to implode. Do you have a Tom Cruise implosion, Don?
You know, I don't want to get down on the writers because they're you for this segment. These are not necessarily the funniest softballs I've ever heard.
I'm trying over here.
So, again, now the setup is...
He's not sad that he got fired because now Tom Cruise has much more time to implode or much more time to
violently screw Katie Holmes on Oprah's couch.
Oh, not a match, though.
No, not a match. I'm sorry. Not a match. I'm just... trying. I was down to writing Jews on a plane again.
Also not a match. Mike, do you match a Claude?
I take the theme of today's show. It gives him a lot more time to love himself.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
No match.
Isn't that funny?
How about you, Buzz?
I say Tom Cruise now has more time to suck.
Oh, yeah. No match. How about you, Super Dave?
You can suck this.
I said hobble doogie.
Oh, a lot more time. Hey, you matched on, but not a match. Yeah. All right, Rick, this is your chance to jump ahead. Are you ready? What was that answer again, Dave?
Hobble doogie.
Isolate that one.
That's a good answer, Rick. All right, Rick, are you ready?
I'm ready to go.
The Don and Mike staff is all excited about the start of fantasy football next week. There's just one thing. We hope it doesn't distract Buzz Burbank from his fantasy blank league.
Okay.
Buzz, you play fantasy football, Rick?
Yeah, actually.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Well, Buzz doesn't just play fantasy football. He's in another league as well. He's in our fantasy football league. We hope it doesn't distract him from his fantasy blank league. Don't answer until we ask you. Don is in.
Let me see.
I'm in.
Waiting on Dave.
I'm in.
Finally, one that amuses myself.
All right. Don and Mike Staffers, Rick, are all excited about the start of fantasy football. We just hope it doesn't distract Buzz from his fantasy blank league. What do you say, Rick?
His fantasy sex league.
Ah, the sex league. Don, do you have Buzz's sex league?
Again, I'm going to need the judges.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I said Buzz's anal league.
Ah.
I don't think
so. Form.
Well, it doesn't go that way.
I know that's how he likes it.
How about you, Buzz?
That was horrible, incidentally. I had fantasy anal league.
Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry. Which division is that? How about you, Super Dave?
I said screw.
Now that's a match.
Bingo.
Match. Well, and Buzz would have the ultimate answer because he's the guy.
And here's your match. I said sex.
Oh, there you
sex.
Go. There you go. All right. Very
nice.
Good. Score 2-0 going into round two. Rick, score. You have two. Pick A or B.
I'll go with A.
Hey. What's the matter, you?
America anxiously awaits the birth of Brittany and K-Fed's second little bundle of joy. And if it's a boy, they plan to name him in honor of his father. Yes, they're going to name him blank.
I'm in.
Buzz is in. Rick, are you a big Britney Spears fan?
Not really.
You know, the baby wasn't planned. It was an accident. Huh? All right, Don
I'm
is in.
I think I'm in.
Dave is in. Mike is in. You're going to name it after his father? Okay. Panel is right, yes?
Yes.
Yeah, we're all
right.
Ready.
All right, Rick. America anxiously awaits the birth of Brittany and K-Fed's second little bundle of joy. If it's a boy, they're going to name him in honor of the dad. They're going to call him...
Loser.
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 Little loser Featherline. Mm-hmm. Don, do you have loser?
I did this just to screw with you. Would you give me the setup again?
Yes. Brittany and K-Fed's second little bundle of joy is on the way. And if it's a boy, they're going to name him to honor the father. They're going to call him...
Kevin.
Not a match.
Super Dave was ripping with you there.
You
that's
get that,
good.
You get that, Super Dave?
Yeah.
Get that, see, because they would name him out. His name is
obvious.
Kevin. Kevin.
Kevin.
You, Mike,
I said Hump.
Hump, not
going to name
match.
The baby. Little baby Hump.
Just like dear old dad.
Right.
How about you, Buzz?
I said Cletus.
Cletus, good answer, but not a match. How about you, Dave?
I said Wampy.
Wimpy. Like the hamburger guy? I will gladly pay you Tuesday.
For a hamburger today.
Attaboy, Dave.
Really good, Dave. All right, not a match. And here, Mike, here's a chance for you to move ahead.
Okay, I'm ready.
The Adopt-a-Highway program has really helped eliminate littering. I think it's a great cause. Even the KKK has picked up a stretch of road. Unfortunately, they'll only pick up blank.
Would you read that one to me one more time,
of
please?
Of course. The Adopt-a-Highway program has really helped eliminate littering on the sides of the roads across America. Even the Ku Klux Klan has picked up a stretch of road.
Got it.
But sadly, they will only pick up blank.
I'm in.
Mike is in.
I'm in.
I'm in. I'm afraid I don't get the joke.
Don is in.
You will.
I don't get it. Everybody is in.
I'm in.
Okay, Dave is in. Mike, are you in?
I'm in, yeah. I'm in,
sorry,
Rob.
Forgive me. I'm sorry. The panel is right. The Adopt-a-Highway program, even the KKK has joined up. But sadly, on their stretch of road, they'll only pick up blank. What do you say, Mike?
Prussian blue.
Oh, they'll only pick up those little girls, the white supremacist little girls.
Prussian blue.
We should have that.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to match like crazy. Don, do you have those girls?
Was this your funny answer? They'll only pick up white trash.
That's it. That's what we're looking for. Yeah. Not a match, Mike.
I said they'd only pick up crackers.
Oh, not a match, though. How about you, Super Dave?
I said white things.
White things.
White things.
Not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I said white trash.
White trash.
White
you
trash.
With the panel, but not with white. All right, Rick, we need you to pick A or B for the final round.
I'll go with B.
B it is.
B.
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 B's. Saturday Night Live has announced that this year they will be firing 4 cast members due to budget cuts. But producer Lorne Michaels says, don't worry, the show is going to continue to be blank.
I'm in.
I'm in.
That's very obvious.
Or is it? Saturday Night Live has announced that this year they will be firing 4 cast members due to budget cuts. But producer Lorne Michaels says, don't worry, the show will continue to be blank.
I'm in.
Super Dave is in. You watch Saturday Night Live, Rick?
Sometimes. It's kind of gone downhill there.
Yeah, I hear you.
I hadn't noticed.
Buzz, you in?
I'm in.
We're all in, Buzz.
All right, panel is in. All right, Saturday Night Live is going to be firing some folks, but producer Lorne Michaels says, don't worry, the show is going to continue to be what, Rick?
Crappy.
Crappy. All right, Don, do you have crappy for Lorne Michaels?
Oh, I said the show will continue to be cutting edge and sarcastically humorous.
Oh, not a match.
You're not playing right.
These questions aren't right.
How about you, Mike?
I said the show will continue to be gay.
Oh, not a match. How about you, Super Dave?
I need a judge's ruling on this. I put lousy.
That's a match.
Yeah, I think that's a match.
Match.
Very good. And how about you, Buzz?
So's this. I said bad.
Bad.
All right, very good.
That's a match, too.
Bad.
All right, Mike, you can tie with this answer. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, sadly, the Paul McCartney-Heather Mills divorce proceedings are dragging on. But the lawyers have come to some terms, but they've not yet announced who will get custody of the blank.
I'm in.
Okay.
All right, Mike, don't answer yet. Sadly, the Paul McCartney-Heather Mills divorce proceedings are dragging on. But the lawyers have come to some terms. However, they have not yet announced who will get custody of the blank. Don't answer yet, please. The panel is stewing. Don is stroking his beard.
I'm in.
Super Dave is in. Buzz is so in, he's put the cap back on his pen.
I'm in.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of something funnier, but I can't.
Yeah.
Sorry. Jew on a plane.
There you go.
See, now I'm laughing. All right.
Anyway.
Panel is right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
All right, McCartney.
More than right.
Mills' divorce proceedings are dragging on, and the lawyers have come to some terms, but they've not yet announced who will get custody of the blank. What do you say, Mike?
Leg.
Oh, good answer.
Leg.
Good answer.
Leg.
Very good answer.
Who'd have thunk it?
Do you have Heather Mills' leg, Don?
Yes,
that's
I
a
do,
match.
Rob.
Very good. How about you, Mike?
I have a variation of it. I have the hairy fake leg with the artificially smelly foot.
Oh, that's not a match. How about you, Buzz?
I said fake leg.
Oh, that's a match. Now, all you got to do is match Dave and you tie. What do you have, Dave?
Sadly, I said Mercedes.
Oh, yeah. It finally helps you out.
Drama.
Yeah, baby. All right.
Down
all right.
to 108.
Very good. Oh, that means Rick goes to final match. Congratulations,
oh, yeah.
Rick.
Now, congratulations, Rick.
Rick, hold on. Hold on a second here. Rick, you've won $500 American dollars.
Wow. Right on. Thank you, guys.
Just for playing this dumb game. Now, hold on a second. Mike, don't go away, Matt. Just go away. You get the $50 Tower gift card. For all the latest music and movies, go to Tower Records and Tower.com. Tower Records, it's life played loud. So thank you very much, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Congratulations, Rick. Thanks Mike. Have a
Hold
good
on
one.
A second. Now, Rick will get to play for an extra $100. Explain this to me, please, Rob.
All Rick has to do is pick a celebrity from the panel to play final match with. So you have to choose from Don, Mike, Buzz, or Super Dave. Who do you choose, Rick?
Well, Mike's been a little off his game today, so I'm going to go with Super Dave.
That's good call.
Right. Good call. I have to agree with you today.
All right, very good. Now, what we have to do here, Super Dave, I'm going to read you the answer. You lock in your answer, okay? Don't
right.
say it. Just write it down. Blank machine. Blank machine. He's locking in his answer. Very good. It's hermetically sealed. Now we go to the panel for their suggestions. Don, how would you have completed blank machine?
I'd say cash machine.
Cash machine. What do you say, Mike?
I would say sex machine.
Sex machine.
I had to stop myself at the same time.
Time machine.
Time machine. But, no,
but I, you know, I really would say time machine probably right off the top.
All right, time
First
machine.
Thing for me was cash machine.
Yeah, and then sex machine, of course, the comedic answer.
Buzz?
I would say fax machine.
Fax machine. These are all good answers. You can go with one of those or go on your own. What do you say, Rick?
I think I'll go with Mike and say time machine.
Time machine.
Time machine.
Time machine. So you win an extra $100 if Super Dave said time machine. What do you say, Dave?
I said love machine.
Yeah. I'm sorry,
That's a good answer, though, Dave.
But how do you apologize to a guy that just won $500?
Yeah, right on.
Yeah. All right.
That's how you roll.
Thank you very much, Rick. And, well, what can I say? That's it. Another exciting edition of Match Game 06.
Yeah.
Match Game 06.
We want to thank everybody.
Match Game is recorded live on tape at Television City, Los Angeles, California. Portions not affecting the outcome of today's game have been edited prior to telecast. Match Game 2006 is a Mark Goodson, Bill Todman television production. Stay tuned for Gambit on most of these CBS stations.
All right. Thank you, Dude Walker. Thank you, host with the most, the charming Rob Smith.
Thank you, Smart. Hey, and I want to thank Super Dave, who took mass transit all the way to the studio.
Way to go, Dave. Yeah.
And Super Dave, well, this ends your day of fun on the show.
Dave, how did you find the day? What are your final thoughts on today's show?
I enjoyed today.
Good. We loved having you by, and all the chicks want to know, are you coming to our party next Wednesday night at Hooters in Rockville, Maryland?
Yes.
I'd say there's a good 20 to 30% chance you might get laid.
Right, and Hooters is at 1471 Rockville Pike.
Yes, very good.
Yes, it is. Way to go, Scooter.
All right, got to get your underpants at Kmart and got to watch Wobner.
Thank you, Raymond.
Thank you,
thank
Super
you
Dave.
Very much.
Great thank you, job. Super Dave.
Bye, Dave. Great thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Take your headphones off, buddy.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. We will see you again soon.
Thank you. Right. We'll smell you Wednesday.
You did a great job, Dave.
Super Thursday.
You rock.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You're the best, Dave. Bye-bye. Thank you, friend. Bye-bye.
Good job.
What a man he is.
He is.
I love that salt guy. Salt and pepper sing.
I do love that
what
guy.
What a man. What a man. What a mighty, mighty man.
He's a manly man with a manly smell. He's a good man. He's a hearty man. He's a healthy man.
He needs to be washed with one of those dog brushes.
I think maybe, and I'll kick in for this, that the day that we do the Hooters, he needs one of them.
The grooming?
He needs, like,
a day of
places.
What I'm going to do for my girlfriend?
But for guys? Yeah.
Yes, there are.
There are places around here that
yes,
do that?
Yes, there are, friend.
All right, I'll pop for it. If we can find the place, I will pay for it. Because
all you got to do is go down to Georgetown. They got a place where they give him a face wrap. They'll give him a haircut, of course, his head is shaved.
Right. His head is shaved. Obviously, there's nothing we're going to be able to do about the mouth right away. You know, just a good brushing. And I know, Buzz, you gave him some dental supplies
today, as a matter of fact.
The Politburo. Johnny, we'll work on it together, and I'll give you the credit card, and we'll get it worked out.
All right. What, Robbie?
Of all the regulars on the show, his teeth aren't the worst.
His teeth are definitely not the worst.
I think they're savable.
Wouldn't you love it? I just picture him coming in like a suit, you know, all polished up and stuff like that.
A man about town.
But really just clean clothes and
hip
a good
casual.
They do have like male spas, right? Where he gets the shave and he gets the whole thing.
They do. That's right.
All right. All right. I think that'll be interesting.
It's good. I think those stores are called You Can't Gift Wrap and Turd. Willa, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.